The first reading today, St. Paul, in addressing the Thessalonians, talks about the way that they received the gospel that the Lord preached to them. And he said, "Did not come to you in word alone, but also in power and the Holy Spirit and much conviction." That's the question each one of us needs to look at within our own selves. Ask the simple question, has the word of God come to me in power, in the Holy Spirit, in conviction? Or does it go in one ear and out the other? Do we just shrug it off and say, "Yeah, I've heard all that before"? Do we tend to pay little to no attention? It's only the word of God. What difference does it make? Right. So if you swear by the temple, it doesn't mean anything, but if you swear by the gold in the temple, oh, now that's important. Right. The material stuff is what's important. God isn't. That's where we get ourselves into trouble. The Thessalonians turned from idols to the living God. American Catholics have turned from God to idols. Hundreds of different kinds of idols. We've talked about that many, many times. We're not burning incense to them. We're not bowing down and worshiping them. But we make them more important than God. Which is more important? The gift on the altar or the altar that makes the gift sacred? If we're giving lip service to God, but we really don't care, it's the gift that's important. If we really have the conviction, the Holy Spirit, the power of the Word of God, it is God that's important. And the reason why the gift is there is so that we have something to offer to God. But it's the one to whom we offer that gift that is truly important. That's again where we have to look inside and ask ourselves, what really is most important to me? Is it God? Is it something else? Have I turned from the worship of the living God to the service of idols? That's hard, especially when we're here at daily mass saying, "Well, no, I'm here, I'm worshiping God. Why would you even ask that?" Well, what do you do when you leave here? In other words, ask yourself, is a half an hour or 40 minutes of my day spent for God? The rest of it I live like a pagan? Or is my whole day spent for God? Am I really seeking to serve Him in everything that I do? Do I have time set aside for prayer so that the day really is consecrated to the Lord? Am I honestly seeking to do His will? Or do I look at it and say, "Well, as long as I'm not doing anything mortally sinful, I'm okay, so I don't really have to ask God what He wants because I just want to do what I want. And since it's not a bad thing for me to be doing, that must be what God wants, right?" Yeah, right. We all know that one of the tricks of the devil is to give you lots of good things to keep you from the best thing. And we all know that our weakness is our own will. To try to conform ourselves to the will of God is the single most difficult thing in the spiritual life, because we are absolutely in love with our own will. And so we have thousands of ways of justifying why everything that I'm doing is not only just okay, it must be the will of God. Have we asked Him that? Have we really sought that? Do we really want to do His will? I mean, let's be honest. As long as His will happens to be the same as mine, yeah, then of course I want to do His will. But when His will is different from mine, no, it's my will that I want to be doing. When I hear in the Word of God what it is that He's telling me I'm supposed to do, and it's like, yeah, well, that was 2,000 years ago. No, that's the Word of God. Where's the power? Where's the conviction? Where's the Holy Spirit at work in my life? Am I really willing to listen to what it is that He is asking of me or commanding me? And how, when we look at what our Lord said, I mean, not today's gospel, but when He said to the Pharisees, you've set aside the Word of God for the laws of men. Are we doing that? Are we ignoring what God says, but boy, are we focused on what everybody else says? If they said it on TV or whatever talking head we happen to be listening to, that's important. So-and-so said on their podcast, so it's true. Right. Jesus said this in the gospel. Yeah, well. No, this is true. This is absolute truth. This is unchanging truth. This is the truth that is going to save our souls. If a talking head is actually telling you the truth, that means they're going to lead you to Jesus. They're going to point beyond themselves to the Lord. They're drawing you to themselves. It's just another narcissist. Just somebody who wants to be seen and heard. The one we need to listen to is the Lord. The one we need to help us to know what He's asking is the Holy Spirit. The one we need to serve is our Heavenly Father. Is that really where we are at? That's the question. We've heard the gospel, it's where it's different for most of us than it was for the people of Thessalonica, is that most of us were baptized, were babies, and we've heard the Word of God throughout our lives. For those people, it was something new. They hadn't heard it before. It was powerful. It was truth. They recognized it. They recognized that their idols were false. And they rejected them because they had the truth presented to them. You and I have been handed the truth. It's not even on a silver platter, it's on a gold platter. And we just turn our noses up at it. Yeah, right, I've heard it before. I'm not interested. We're being offered the most glorious things. And we're choosing junk instead. Because somehow or another, that looks more fun and more exciting and whatever it is that we're, whatever reason we're going for it. So, great thing to look at for ourselves. How impactful is God's Word on me? The Word of God in writing? The Word of God made flesh? The Lord Jesus? Am I just giving Him lip service with my heart far from Him? Or am I really striving to love Him and to serve Him with all my heart and soul and strength? When I hear the Word of God, or just in general as I think of the Word of God, do I receive it, the power, because it's the Word of God? Do I receive it with conviction? Because it's the truth. Do I receive it with the Holy Spirit? Because He inspired it. Or do I let it go in one ear and out the other? Things to ponder. Things to look at rather seriously. Because our answer to that is going to help us to recognize what direction we're walking, how we're living our lives. Do we just want God to be a part of our lives? Do we want God to be the center of our lives? So, yes, we can look at the temple and we can look at the altar and we can look at all of that. But you are the temple of the Lord. What's more important? God, who has made you His temple? Or the things that the temple has accumulated? What's more important? The call for the temple to be holy? Or the call for the temple to look pretty out in the world? We are called to holiness. We are called to union with the Lord. We are called to be the sons and daughters of God Himself. That is the truth that we have to have with conviction. That is the power of the Lord at work within us to transform us, making us His own children. That is the Holy Spirit at work, leading us to perfect union with Jesus Christ and God, our Heavenly Father.